Hello, this is Dr. Eva Gold for dictating an ASPE report on Tony Singletary. Date of birth 1/26/1964. Date of procedure June 26, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Eva Gold for Joe. Referring physicians, Dr. George at the VA. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure and colon polyps obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as moving through oxygen to patient. Patient is brought to anesthesia. We place them in a lateral position, sedation by anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam is performed. A well-lubricated lymphedema colonoscope is introduced into rectum and managed direction to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of folds, period, terminal ileum with intubated valve. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum. Retroflexy is obtained at the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Terminal income last 5 centimeters appeared on a remarkable next line. Boston bowel prep score is greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line. There was a there were 2 rectal sessile diminutive polyps from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. The appendiceal orifice was prominent. This was cold biopsy for histology and further evaluation. There did appear to be some fatty tissue extruding from the biopsy area, lipomatous appendiceal orifice versus other. Next line. There was approximately 6 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were there was 1 rectosigmoid diminutive sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of diverticulosis of colon. Next line. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. Pending biopsies of the appendiceal orifice. Would recommend CT abdomen pelvis for further evaluation with and without contrast. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.